You're listening to the Cross-Cutting Concerns podcast. I'm your host, Matt Groves. Please visit the site at crosscuttingconcerns.com, where you can subscribe, browse the archives, contact me, read show notes, and leave a comment. I'm recording this podcast on August 3rd, 2016. My guest today is a Microsoft MVP and the owner of SwiftKick, Kevin Griffin. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing pretty good. Now, you're writing a book about Twilio. Can you tell me what Twilio is?
That's right. Twilio is a company that they provide an API and a series of SDKs around programmatically controlling phones. So everything from text messaging to building voice systems to more complicated things like setting up your SIP trunks for internal phone systems. They have just recently released a series of SIM cards for IoT devices if you need to provide any sort of cell signal. They're really revolutionizing how we do communications and use communication devices programmatically here in the year 2016.
So that sounds like a lot of stuff you can control with Twilio. What are some of the real world applications that people use Twilio for?
Most of my customers, they keep things pretty simple. Let's look at things that we commonly use our phone for, that we get messages for. If anyone's ever used two-factor authentication and you're not using an authentication app on your phone, you probably get a text message.
Sure.
And Twilio is one of the highest providers of text messages for simple things like two-factor authentication. In fact, to send a text message in Twilio, we are really talking one line of code at its core. In addition to that, I have a lot of clients who want to set up IVR systems or interactive voice response systems. We've all called into tech support lines or different phone numbers for billing or support, and they always ask you the same questions. Press 1 for this or press 2 for that. And Twilio, at its lowest level, provides that functionality. If you want to know that the person pressed 1, Twilio will tell you they pressed 1. They also do a little bit from a voice recognition standpoint. It's not perfect. It's kind of got that soft beta label on it, but they can do that. And likewise, they can take text and turn it into speech. So if you are building out a system and you want to say out to the user, press 1 to be connected to customer support, press 2 to go to billing. You just simply need to type out the string of text that you want Twilio to speak, and it'll speak that on your behalf. That's kind of the surface of what something like my book would cover. Additionally, we can go into conference calls. I know a lot of people that use freeconferencecall.com, or they use other alternatives. And the sad fact of a lot of those services is that they really downsample the audio quality. That's why it's so difficult to hear people in these free conference call systems. Mm. Whereas in Twilio, if you took maybe an hour or so, you could build your own conference call system that's custom for your needs and has higher audio quality. In addition to all that, there's call recording. On the text messaging side, we can send MMS messages, so pictures, and we can also receive pictures. Now, they really open up the horizon for how we can communicate with our users using their phones.
You mentioned the phone tree, the dreaded phone tree that we get calling in customer support.
Yep.
Is there any sort of secret combination of keys I can use with Twilio systems to get right to a person?
Not really. You can just start cursing, and that might throw a flag back to your system that they should probably go straight to a person. But if you want to program in those keys, you can. But it's all up to you.
I see that a lot of Twilio services are available via HTTP, like a REST sort of system. Are there any officially supported SDKs for .NET, Node, Java, etc.?
There sure are. Actually, every language you just mentioned, they have an official SDK. Typically, they're maintained by someone on the Twilio team. One of the things I've really liked about Twilio is they hire a breadth of developers. So they have people who really focused in .NET. They have people who are focused in Python or Ruby. And those members of the team, they contribute to the SDK that is supportive of their communities. And really underneath the scenes, they all talk back to the RESTful APIs sure. that Twilio provides. In the book, I really don't cover a SDK in particular. I talk about it from the API standpoint. If you were going to use Twilio and didn't have any of these SDKs to work with, how would it all work? And then if you were to jump into, say, a .NET application or a Node.js application, you could use their SDKs and already have a full understanding of what's happening behind the scenes. That just makes you so much better at using the SDKs. If you know what's happening underneath, it makes the SDK that much easier to use.
Yeah, that makes sense. Especially if a new language comes along, you'll be able to adapt fairly quickly.
Absolutely. Or if you have the one use case where you're supporting, I don't know, Ada, some random language, but there's no Ada SDK. Mm-hmm. So let's use the API directly and perform all of our logic.
You mentioned that Twilio has some speech-to-text and also some text-to-speech. Now, my experience with some of those providers like Siri, Alexa, Cortana has been mixed. So how well does Twilio compare to those type of tools?
Let's take that in two parts. The speech-to-text, that's beta. It works. It works well enough. It depends on how clear your voice is. It has trouble with accents, that sort of thing. Been a little while since I've tried a sample of it to see how well it's working nowadays, but the last time I looked at it, it was still one of those experimental features that you can use, but don't put any trust into it. Or you want to look for single words, so stop or yes or no, something where even in an accented voice, it could come off clearer. From a text-to-speech standpoint, that works really well. One of the nice things that Twilio does is that they have support for many languages. So when you're developing your response to Twilio to tell it, please tell the user, press 1 for customer service. You can write that in English. You can write that in British English. You could translate the line into maybe Spanish or in French or German. And if you tell Twilio the origin of the language that you're using, it will adapt its voice accordingly. For example, if I'm returning a string to Twilio that's in Spanish, Twilio will use a Spanish voice and Spanish pronunciation to say the line. Because you don't want to speak Spanish with an English pronunciation. You're just going to get it completely wrong. Or you might accidentally offend someone if you use the wrong word or wrong syllable. So across the board, Twilio is going to assume English unless you tell it otherwise. But if we go to the website, they have support for, I've lost count of the number of languages, but we're talking at least a dozen or two languages that they support, or localities that they support. And if we compare it to Siri, Alexa, Cortana, let's see. I've always thought Alexa was the best and Siri was kind of the worst. I would put it more in the middle, closer or lesser than Cortana. I guess if we're looking at a range like that.
If you had to pick one feature of the Twilio API, which you think is the most fun?
The most fun. When I go in the demos, I usually have the most fun with just simple text messaging. And the way I set it up is with everyone in a room, I tell them to pull out their phones and then they text the number to whatever number I have. And that gets them into a game of hangman.
Oh, okay.
And we'll play SMS hangman for 5 minutes. And for each individual person who texts in, they get a random word, and then they get 5 guesses to select the correct letter to guess the entire word. And all in all, we're probably talking a couple dozen lines of code to do all this. And this is C# code, so it's just wordy to begin with. At the end of the demo, everyone's just having fun. They're having a good time. And then we show them how much code it takes to perform the simple function of receiving SMS input and sending out SMS output. And they love it. That's such a fun demo to do.
That sounds like fun. I'm an author of a tech book, AOPN.net, available on Amazon. Makes a great gift. So I have to ask you, Kevin Griffin, are you crazy?
I'm not crazy, but I guess I am slightly less crazy than you are. when I approach the Twilio Blueprint, I'm a inside group of business bootstrappers, and we look at the world as we need to push our weight. We have to earn every single thing that we have, and we don't really want to rely on big businesses or venture capitalists or that sort of thing. And publishers kind of fall under that category. If I don't want to rely on a publisher to make or break the success of anything that I create. So the Twilio Blueprint is completely self-published. If you go to twilioblueprint.com and pre-order, 100% of that goes to me. And it puts food on my family's table. It puts clothes on my kids' backs. None of that's going to a publisher. Whereas I would probably make less money in the long run by self-publishing a book, but I get to keep all the money. So it's a great lesson for me to learn just how to properly self-publish a book. I'm learning how to market in different shapes and forms, but it's really been a passion of mine to produce something, put it out there, and see how people react to it.
Have you done a book with a major publisher before?
I have not. I have not done a book with a major publisher before. I've done many videos, video courses, that sort of thing, but never books.
Is there anything else you'd like to plug before we wrap up the show?
TwilioBlueprint.com. That's where people can go pre-order the book. Because it's being self-published, I'm trying to get it out as quickly as I can. But at the moment, I'm selling it for a discounted rate. So if you want to grab it, you're interested in Twilio, you've never really looked at it before, I highly recommend picking up at the discounted rate, because when the book's published, the first version, the price is going to go way up. So grab it while it's hot. Let's see, from a conference standpoint, I will be at Dev Connections in Las Vegas in October. If anyone's going to be out there, I would love to meet up with you and chat. I'll buy you a cup of coffee. Just come and tell me that you heard me on the podcast.
Oh, look at that, free coffee just for Cross-Cutting Concerns listeners.
Absolutely. we'll go into the break room where all the free coffee is, and I'll get you a cup of coffee. And that's probably it. My blog is at kevgriffin.com, and I'm on Twitter at kevgriff. And I would love to answer anyone's questions about Twilio whenever they pop up. I'm also available for consulting and training opportunities if your listeners have a need for that as well.
My guest today has been Kevin Griffin. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Matt. Appreciate it.
This has been the Cross-Cutting Concerns Podcast, produced and recorded by Matt Groves, 2016. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media and leave a review on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you downloaded this podcast. For show notes, please go to crosscuttingconcerns.com. This episode is recorded under the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. The hosting for this podcast is made possible in part by Microsoft. It was recorded and mixed with the help of Skype and Audacity. The theme music is by The Dirty Truckers. You can buy their music on Amazon or iTunes.
What do you use for syncing the audio together?
Just Audacity. Nothing's fancy. Yeah.
Audacity?
Yeah.
Is it like just a built-in feature, or does it, or do you have to do all the manual work?
I mean, it's just a manual slide left and right until it sounds right sort of thing.
Ah.
It's worked for me so far. Nothing fancy here. This is a low-budget operation.
I know what you mean.